This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And as we do, we are now going to convene another class of 1911 University with Joe Chambers. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I am coping. I will tell you that I am coping. Technology is a great thing. They have anchored my cable box right in the middle of the drainage area coming out of the backyard of my house. So for the last 2 days we've had rain, and for the last 2 days I've had no show.
Well, that's a bummer.
It is a bummer. And then I see these nice industrious pictures at Chambers Custom as you guys just grind away, make a gun. And I'm over here not able to work, so.
Well.
Very sad. What can I tell you?
It hasn't been an easy few days here, if that makes you feel any better.
Not really. I take no pleasure in knowing, oh, you've had it tough too, great. I take no pleasure in that. So I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question about just the 1911 platform. When you look at a striker-fired gun, and pick any of them that you want. It can be even the dreaded Glock if you want it to be. Can a striker-fired gun be refined to the same degree as a 1911 in the right hand?
Not in my opinion.
Look, explain that, because I've still got all these people, I don't have a bunch of them, because it's very hard to hold up a Chambers pistol and go, so you think that's better than this? And them go, well, yeah, that hasn't happened yet. That has not happened yet. But those that are out there that seem to think that you can spruce one of those things up, I mean, were they meant to be spruced up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, guys have been customizing them forever. And there's some fellas out there that are incredibly talented at it, like, you know, Ben Simonson down at Forsyth, amazing at it. But at the end of the day, you have such different interfaces between the slide and the frame fit and the barrel fit that you can't eke out that last little bit of accuracy out of a Glock, in my opinion.
Right.
That you can eke out, of a properly built 1911. You're never, even guys I know, there's guys out there that have built their own Glocks. You know, they've used the Caspian stainless frames or slides or whatever, and they built these custom Glocks. You still can't replicate the barrel lockup. So even if you could get the slide to frame fit the way it should be, which is basically impossible, you can't get the barrel fit. Triggers have come a long way. You can get an amazing trigger job on a Glock, but you're not going to get the mechanical advantage of the barrel lockup.
Now the CZ, their striker fire, the P10. Now that's a heavier gun, and a lot of it's due to the weight of the lockup, because the lockup is actually a better lockup than most of the striker fire guns out there. And the trigger's pretty good and everything else. And then but when I look at that gun as it comes out of the box, it doesn't look like it needs any modifications to it.
Except a red dot.
A red dot, yeah. But I mean, you can buy them optics ready to where you don't even need to cut that into it. I mean, I've got one that has an optic and one that doesn't. And when I look at that, then my question becomes, should a gun like I don't know what you would do to the P10 to make it any better. I mean, can it be made? I know you're a CZ. You look at CZ with a favorable view of them. What do you think of that particular pistol?
I've never actually seen a P10 in person.
Really?
I can't give you an opinion. Nope.
You're still waiting on that Dan Wesson DWX, just like everybody else, aren't you?
Yeah. Over promise, under deliver kind of deal, I think.
I think their problem is that they're, you know, they're CZ USA and their parent company's in the old country.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that might cause a few issues with it. But I was just wondering about this because I see some of these guns that you can get. And I've had dealings with them. I've had Agency Arms as a sponsor, and they do a very good job on a Glock. They do a very good job on a Glock. If you had to pick a just standard out-of-the-box striker-fired gun that you are familiar with, is there any out there that you think coming out of the box that they do a fairly decent job?
Well, I think most of the striker-fired guns, for what you're paying for, you're getting, in today's modern age, I think you're getting a bang for the buck to some degree.
Right.
I mean, there are obviously a few out there that I won't name that are junk. If it's a modern pistol and it costs less than $200 or $250 brand new,
right,
it's probably not of quality that you want to purchase. You know, that's a back of the truck kind of gun.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, Glock, M&P, Smith & Wesson M&Ps, the CZs, all those guns seem to be of relatively good quality for the money. Do they have failures from time to time? Sure. They're production guns. Some have more failures than others. You know, I mean, from friends that are trainers, I hear of more failures of XDs than I do of any other guns. That's not to say other guns don't fail, but I think, you know, as far as striker-fired guns go in the modern era, that, you know, it's a fair shake. You know, if you got $600 to throw at the gun tree, if you will, you can pretty much pick any of those, you know, Glock, the Glock, the M&P, the CZ, the HK models. They have a striker fire model, I guess, but you can pretty much throw your money at that tree any way you want, and you're going to come out in a decent way. You know, you're not going to come out with something that's just an abhorrent piece of junk.
With the XDs, let me ask you about the XDs, because I've owned one, and I literally owned one for like 3 days. And I never shot it, and it wasn't that I didn't like it. It was just a huge pistol. Should you take a polymer gun like they did with the XD and try to incorporate things like a grip safety made out of polymer? Should that be something that they try to get away with, in your opinion, or is that just a little too much polymering there?
You have to remember that the original gun was the gun before it became the XD was a Croatian pistol.
Right.
I forget what it was called, but something 2000. And it was actually a fairly quality pistol for the price point. Back in the late 90s, early 2000s, before Springfield bought that company out and took over, you could get their 9mm, you know, what we call the XD9 now, you could get that gun for like $220. It was a bargain. It was a serious competitor for Glock. It was a serious competitor for, you know, pretty much anything. The Smith & Wesson had the Sigma pistol out at the time, which was an abominable piece of junk.
Yeah. I tell you what, I've been listening too much to you, not paying enough attention to time. We're coming up on the first break. I do want to finish this up. I'm actually asking all of these questions to make a point here, and you will see it as soon as we get to it. Now, Joe runs Chambers Custom Guns, and you can find him at chamberscustom.com. You can find him on Facebook at Chambers Custom. His social media footprint is getting bigger. And you can find him here at 1911 University. And we're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And I need to do a little PSA. I know there's some people that only take the time to listen to this show on 1911 University Day and Time, which is normally 8 to 9 Eastern. And starting next week, it will be 6 to 7 Eastern. Provided Joe can show up at that time. I don't know if he'll still be grinding away or whatever he'll be doing, but Yeah, we're changing time slots next week. It was supposed to be this week, and not going to be this week, but it'll be 6 to 7 next week Eastern time. So please make that adjustment. Joe will still be here and, you know, toiling away, putting up with my stupidity. Right, Joe? So the reason I'm asking about the whole how far can you take a polymer gun thing, and you were talking about this, with a production gun, does the production process that they employ, however it is, number one, I guess if something happens within the production process in their assembly or something, and it's sort of a glitch, and then they assemble 5,000 or 6,000 guns that way, they don't catch it till they actually get out there and start malfunctioning. Is that right?
Correct.
Is this the shortcoming of production guns? Is this where the shortcoming comes in? Is because of the way that it actually proceeds in assembly and everything else?
Yeah, but I don't think a lot of companies let it get that far. I think there's a lot of hiring of, how can I say this politely?
Just don't cuss.
I think there's a lot of companies that hire engineers that have no background in firearms to solve their problems. And these engineers come in with good intentions and good ideas.
Right.
You know, mechanical engineers. But mechanical engineers, by and large, operate off a set of mechanical principles. And guns don't always operate off of a set of mechanical principles because there's an explosion happening. And when an explosion happens, things can go wildly wrong.
Right.
And, you know, so you come in and you're, you know, an engineer might be looking at this, that, or the other, and that has nothing to do with the function of the firearm at
right.
all. And so they end up, you know, in a situation where they're looking at things that are not problems as if they are, while at the same time they're ignoring things that are problems, and you can't do that. You simply can't do that. You got to pay attention to the problems and fix them post haste.
Okay, well then let me rephrase the question then. And with a production gun, are there certain things that are built into the way the gun is built and designed that prohibits it? You can only take the gun so far, and then you've sort of reached that zenith, and it can
absolutely.
Go no further.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that. Yeah, because production guns are made, first and foremost, to run, as all guns should. But production guns are seldom made with optimum performance and the accuracy. In the accuracy realm as well. And just because, you know, as we've talked about many times before, to get that premier accuracy along with the reliability takes a lot of time. I mean, a lot of time. I mean, I'm working on a gun right now that has just been frustrating as all get out, and I finally figured out what the problem is. The slide has an angle in it that's wrong that I have to correct by hand. But I'm 6 hours into it already, and I still am working on correcting the problem.
Right.
I will get it corrected, you know, but I might have an extra 8 hours into this gun because of this one problem that shouldn't have been that way, but it was, and so you just have to go along. You know, you just have to fix the problem.
So is it because of the way the 1911 was, because the 1911 has a higher bar as far as how far somebody can take that gun, doesn't it?
Right.
So I guess, I've never asked you this, but, I mean, do you guys use CNC machines where you at Chambers Custom, or is it all mill?
No, we don't have CNC here. It's all done by mill and by hand or, you know, on the lathe. You know, and a lot of it is, surprisingly enough, a lot of it is done by feel and very accurate measuring instruments and digital, a lot of digital measuring instruments to make sure that we're, you know, getting the most accurate measurements that we can. And because even in CNC, you can only get it so close. You know, I have machinists that make parts for me all the time, and they're like, "What do you want, plus or minus 5 thousandths?" Yeah, that'll work. You know, make it on the plus side would be better, because we can always take metal away. We can't add it. So, you know, even with the most precise, expensive CNC machinery you can get, you can only achieve a certain level of precision. And of course, with precision comes cost. So if you tell a machinist with a CNC shop, "Hey, I want that part made to plus or minus 10, okay, that's $100. If you say, "Oh, I want it plus or minus 5 thousandths, well, that's $150. If you say, "Oh, I want it minus 0 and plus 2, that might be $200. So the tighter you get those tolerances, the more finite you bring those tolerances to, the more the parts cost, therefore the more the gun costs. And also, the greater the possibility of a mistake is. Because if you call for a tolerance of minus 0 plus 2 on a part, and they pull the part off the machine and it's plus 3,
right,
or it's minus 2,
right,
the part's out of spec, it gets thrown away.
Right.
Right? Because it's out of your tolerance spec. And so, you know, you have to learn to be, and this has been very difficult for me, going into the production of parts on a greater scale for our own guns. But you have to be a little bit more flexible. You have to learn to be a little bit more flexible with the parts makers and the tolerances that they can achieve, because they might not be able to give me what I really want. You know, I mean, my slide maker, I would love to have my slides made to a certain tolerance, but sure, I understand he simply cannot do that.
Gotcha.
Okay, so we'll get them made a little big, and we'll fit them by hand to what they needed.
Well, coming up on the next break, when we get back, I'm going to be asking you a very in-depth question that I've just been mulling this over in my head. I think I already know the answer to it, but
that
I do want to find
enough.
It's always in-depth, but you know, I'm trying not to ask the same question twice if I can help it, Joe. Okay,
I got you.
Anyway, we'll be right back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and this is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is dropping its case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Flynn pleaded guilty on December 1, 2017 to making false statements to the FBI during an interview on January 24, 2017. The decision comes after the Justice Department found FBI documents that shows FBI investigators tried to entrap the former aide to President Trump. Speaking at the White House, the president says,
"What they've done is a disgrace, and I hope a big price is going to be paid. A big price should be paid. There's never been anything like this in the history of our country."
President Trump and the First Lady also celebrating National Day of Prayer at the White House. The IRS says if you receive a stimulus check addressed to a deceased family member, you should write "void" on the back of the check and mail it to the Treasury Department along with an explanation for the return. You're listening to USA Radio News. The FDA is removing approval for more than 60 mask manufacturers out of China after finding they were not performing to standard. They found that instead of filtering 95% of particles in the air, they were only capturing about 20% of them. The singer-songwriter who fronted Bad Company for years has died. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Brian Howe died Wednesday in Florida at 66, reportedly of a heart attack. He had replaced Paul Rogers as the lead vocalist for Bad Company in 1983. He did most of the writing for the band's album Holy Water in 1990, the most successful album for the group, helped along by the hit If You Needed Somebody. Howe left Bad Company in 1994 for a solo career, but it never reached the level of his success with that band. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This is 1911 University, and I was a 1911 guy for a long time, then I was a Striker Fire guy, and now I'm pretty much back to being Fat WMGC, is that a 2019?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a 2019 guy. I'm a 2019 guy. But, having said that, now the thing, all of the hallmarks of what makes your guns accurate and function the way they do, can you possibly, for example, can a barrel fit, like the barrel fit on the 2019 Fat WMGC that I have, can that be approximated on a striker fired gun in any way, shape, or form?
No. Not in my experience.
Is that because of the way it's designed?
Yes. Yep, absolutely.
How sad? How sad can that get? How sad can that be?
Not really sad.
So let's get to this question. This is the thing I've been dying to ask. Now, I know most of these customizers that do striker fire guns do a lot of CNC action. They do a lot of CNC action on the slide. Is that because of the way the slide is designed? It just doesn't make any sense to do a lot of hand adjustment on that because is it wasted time to try that?
Oh, I don't know that it's wasted time. There's just not any metal there. You know, look at the rails on a Glock. There's not much there. It's
right.
Stamped metal. So what are you going to do with that? I'll wait.
I don't guess there's. I mean, I remember back when they used to actually still turn brake rotors, turn your rotors.
Right.
Now, then they got just so cheap to where it just makes better sense just to replace them, I think, or I guess. But
yeah.
Back then, I always thought it was a. I would get those things turned so much where they'd be like, we can't turn them no more, son.
Right.
We turn them again, they're just going to warp on you. But I mean,
right.
Yeah. I fully get that. I understand your point to make. So it is a waste of time.
Yes.
To try to do too much handwork on that. So how much of a custom polymer gun is aesthetic only? Not having a whole lot of function.
I don't know that I would put it that way. I mean, like I said, there's a lot of companies out there making very good triggers for them. There are companies making barrels that are far superior than Gen 1, 2, 3, or 4 Glock barrels. The Gen 5 Glock barrels seem to be very good quality.
Right.
They've gone away from that silly gain twist rifling so that you can actually shoot lead through them now.
Oh.
Which I don't understand why they ever did that in the first place, but whatever. And it's not that you couldn't shoot lead out of them before. You just had to be mindful of it and clean them regularly, which is why Glock says don't shoot lead out of the guns. And I'm not telling anybody out there to shoot lead out of their Glocks. I'm telling you what I know from my own experience.
Yes.
So, you know, there's a lot of companies out there that are making really cool stuff. There's dozen companies making pre-cut slides that have all kinds of cool guy cuts and RDSM cuts and all of this jazz. But at the end of the day, they do not have the mechanical advantage of a 1911 or a 2011 or a 2019, because you don't have that single action trigger, which everybody loves, and they don't have the barrel lockup, and you can't get the slide to frame fitment. It's physically impossible.
When is the way that the 1911 is designed and everything? When we look back at John Browning and say, yeah, when we look back at him, and are we saying to ourselves, this guy had an awful lot of foresight when he developed this gun, because he left a lot of room for development in it, versus somebody puts out a striker-fired pistol where it just sort of, you know, unless you completely rebuild the gun and don't have any of the original components, the gun is about, mechanically, it's not going to get too much better.
Right. But, you know, you look at the original 1911 design, and obviously JMB isn't around, so we can't ask him. He left
right.
No notes about his personal thoughts about the gun, so we can't read those.
Mm.
But it would be curious to know, you know, what kind of, was he just building the gun so that it would survive the Army's test? Is that what he was doing? You know, I mean, did he have any foresight of where, you know, down the road modern technology could take the pistol? Did he even think that the pistol would survive into the 50s, into World War II? I mean, because he was dead before then.
Right.
You know, I mean, obviously, he was a very prolific designer. He had over 100 firearms patents, and you know, there's hardly a lever gun or a pump gun that he didn't design or have influence over. And so you look at those designs and those ideas that he had, and they're truly iconic. And they stood the test of time. I mean, when he died in the 30s, I think. You know, he had already had some designs that were 40, 50 years old. So he knew that the designs would stand the test of time, but I don't know that we can say for certainty that, you know, JMB knew that we would be taking these guns and turning them into 1-inch tack drives.
Right.
We would like to think that, because he was a really innovative guy, super innovative. You know, everything from designing the first semi-automatic shotgun to side-by-side shotguns and over-and-unders and machine guns. He was just incredibly, incredibly prolific. And not only that, but he designed cartridges. You know, I mean, a lot of the modern pistol cartridges that we have today were designed by JMB.
Yeah.
For his guns. So, you know, it's pretty interesting. He was a pretty interesting guy. And actually, my new guy here at the shop came here from Utah, and we're going to be going to Utah here soon to procure some of his belongings out of storage. And part of that trip will be to go to the John Moses Browning Museum in Ogden and check it out.
Cool.
Yeah,
I did not know that was there.
Yeah. So I'm going to be I'll be excited to go there. I've always wanted to go, never had an opportunity, and it'll be fun to run over there and check it out, and I will give you a full report after I'm done.
Very good. Very good. Since Joe said it, Joe has expanded Chambers Custom, which has been Joe and Brandon and Eric as far as gun builders for the entire time I've known them. And now it's Joe and Brandon and Eric and...
the new guy.
Okay, so this is the harshness of what is it is to be a custom gunsmith. You don't even get to use your name for X amount of time. That's the way that is. That's the way it is in the trials and tribulations. Yeah.
But the good news is, you know, if everything pans out, and he's doing very well so far, I must say, he's building his first gun right now.
Right.
Which he's already claimed for himself. He wants to, you know, buy it and keep it for himself.
Sure.
And which is totally fine with me. But he's doing well, and if it pans out, what that'll mean for the listeners and our clients and our friends is expanded capacity.
Bigger lists.
We'll be able to build all the Pro Series guns that I have on the books and continue to build fat WMGs and regular WMGs, which is exciting.
It is exciting. So we got one more break in front of us. We're about to go take that right now. ChambersCustom.com. Go look. Expanded capacity means more opportunity. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last time on The Firing Line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and this is the 1911 University. I just realized, Joe, that I got out there and sort of committed you to something that I didn't ask you if you even wanted to do it at that time.
That was?
The, you know, changing the time slot for 1911.
Oh, no, we're fine.
We're good to go?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. This is
whatever works for you, man. This is
why I like Joe. It's a very rare thing to find someone that you can trust that doesn't have a filter. It's a very rare thing to go through that. Let me tell you.
I
appreciate the lack of filter just because some people get too involved in the nuance and everything else.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm just sitting here drinking some Blood Oath Number 6 that I got in the other day, which is their brand new deal, and so it's fine with me.
Now, while I'm thinking about this, and I'm asking you about this now, just simply, I don't even know if you know this. You know that as soon as I get all the pieces of equipment I need, I'm going to have like an eight TV station television show starting.
Yeah, you told me that. That's great.
So do you think you might be able to put together the stuff to where you could call in on video on Skype and be on that show too?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I do all kinds of video conferencing with primary and secondary and different things like that. Matter of fact, I have something really cool that I just got approval from Heidi today to buy. Well, sort of approval. I said, I really want these and I'm going to buy them. And she says, okay. It's a new set of glasses that have a 12 megapixel camera on them, video camera, 1080p, so I can wear the glasses and I can live stream or I can upload it to my Google documents or whatever and then put it on YouTube so I can do videos, because I got guys wanting videos of how to take their 2019s apart, how to clean stuff, all kinds of things. So I'm going to do, you know, some short videos on the tube of you for that. And, it's going to be kind of cool. You'll get to see what I see when I see it, which may or may not be good.
I'm sure it'll be pretty good. Everything now since this coronavirus thing, the reason I can't find some of the equipment, like as an example, if you want a webcam and you don't have one right now, it will be June before you get one or find one, because nobody has any.
Right.
All of the streaming things and everything that people use for phone calls and everything else, that's gone.
I mean, not even that, like my dad. I told him a month ago he wants to start reloading 9mm. I says, you need to buy these dies, these Redding dies. He's like, okay, yeah, I'll get them. They're kind of expensive. I said, stop being cheap. Buy them. All right, I'll get them. I'll get them. Well, then yesterday he messaged me, man, I can't find those dies anywhere. Well, no kidding. Coronavirus. Everybody's out of everything that has to do with anything regarding loading ammo.
Right.
You know, because everybody's afraid the government's going to come and take your stuff. Give me a break, people.
I want to ask your opinion of something, because I made a statement earlier in the show that I just want to know what you think of it. Did you see where Hannity got out there and was sort of getting on these Michigan guys that protested with weapons at the State House?
No, I did not see that. He was doing that, huh?
He was doing that. And see, this is the thing. This is the thing about this, as far as I'm concerned, okay? Because I'm both a Second Amendment advocate, and I mean, I do it every day, right? I do it every day.
Right.
And at the same time, I'm a radio guy, which, you know, I'm not a, I mean, Hannity exists in the top five radio guys exist in the kind of air that is very, very rare.
Right.
And he's either number one or number two, depending on which time of the month it is. It just, you know, just right. depends. So Hannity, who professes to be the most adamant, nope, no one is a bigger Second Amendment supporter than him, think he was complaining about the optics of these guys who are locked down and have had all their rights taken in Michigan, showing up saying, well, we still got at least one. We can still exercise one right. And see, I happen to think that making a politician nervous, that's never a bad thing.
I think Hannity does protest too much.
Yeah.
You know, those sometimes those guys out there who proclaim freedom the greatest and the loudest don't actually believe in what they proclaim. And I'm not saying that's true for him, but, you know, either you, and I'm not, I've never been, well, I have been back in the day when we didn't have concealed carry permits, but, you know, I'm not a proponent of walking around downtown, you know, in the city where you live with an AR just because you can. You can. Certainly, you're right. You're definitely going to draw attention that's unwanted and probably unwarranted. But that's also other people's rights, right? You know, and I had an eighth grade history teacher, and he explained it the most simply and best. And I've told you this before, that I've ever heard it. Your rights end when your fist touches my nose.
Right.
Right. So, you know, you have the right to peacefully assemble. You have the right to carry firearms. Why are you peacefully assembled? But the people who are uncomfortable with that also have the right to call the police on you.
Sure.
And the police will come out there and say, hey, what are you doing? Why do you have a rifle? Well, because it's my right. Okay, it is your right. You're making people uncomfortable, though. Too bad. Okay, now you're just a jerk. Exercising your rights, which is okay, too, right? Because you have a right to be a jerk. But, you know, I don't agree with slamming those guys, but I think sometimes some of these people that are doing things like that, you know, it's like, you know, we were talking about the Virginia situation recently, and you know, in January everybody was up in arms about Virginia, and Virginia is going to, the governor's going to pass these laws and blah, blah, blah. And you know what he did last month? He passed all the laws he wanted to pass, basically. And
right.
Nobody said boo. Nobody said nothing. Nobody did nothing. All those people standing around with guns back in January in the ice cold, they didn't march on the governor's mansion and drag him into the street and tar and feather him and tell him, you're fired, get out. They just sat by and let him pass the laws.
Sure.
And I've seen it on the internet all the
time. Don't forget, they also had, when we were in SHOT Show, they had that big rally in Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And, you know, the last couple of weeks, guys have been like, oh, it could have been a lot worse. Seriously? You can only buy one gun a month now, Virginia. Congratulations.
Solved a problem that was nobody ever talked about.
Right. So, you know, there was a lot of hoopla, a lot of hooey going on about this. But at the end of the day, the government did what they wanted, and nobody raised a finger, no shots were fired, And as gun owners, we sit there and go, well, at least they didn't do this. At least they didn't do that. No, they just prevented you from buying more than one gun a month. They just required background checks if you want to give your teenage son a shotgun to go hunting with you while you're in the field. They just passed the most comprehensive, overreaching band of gun control laws in the history of the state, in the history of most states, all in one fell swoop.
Yep.
And nobody said boo. You know, and I think, you know, nobody wants to be the first one to step off the porch, certainly, because we all have lives. We all have people that love us. Nobody wants to be gunned down by the police in the streets because we took action.
Yeah.
You know, but if that's the case, then keep your mouth shut. Don't let your mouth write checks that your guns can't cash.
And with that, I'm going to have to leave that at the last word before we run out of time so I don't have to cut you off awkwardly. Chambers Custom, he's added another gun builder, so that means very shortly, as Joe brings him up to speed, that's going to be more guns they can build per year. That's going to mean that if you want a fat WMG compact like mine, he might expand the list from 25 to 35, or who knows. I have no idea what he's going to do, but it's now the gates have been thrown open a little wider. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.